הניוז מדיה טרן טו שיט. יס, הלו, וייט, הלו. יס, סורי, we have some issues with this broadcast. סורי about that. יס, אפריל, או, פאק, הלו, הלו. Can someone please stop that? Hello, hello. Yes, let's try this again, yes, hello. London, France, following a recent downturn in the economy, the cutbacks in media, funding worldwide, when you were left wondering where would we end in the future of many major news and media outlets. The public was assured by the Unnews Media Productions Inc. point that there would be no cutbacks, no employees would be made redundant, and that expansions in technology would press on, full stop. Yes, new paragraph. It was revealed today after their first quarterly announcement to analysis, that this was indeed, bullshit, point. Yes. This point, you can see a picture on the side. This is a very ugly picture of something that looked like a bald boy with two things sticking from his shoulders, or it could be his forehead. And it has a title. It says, a recent rejected editorial from the Global Affairs Department of the Unnews Media. Yes. Unnews has in fact fired over 70... hello? Someone shut this fucking thing off. Hello? Hello? Yes, I'm afraid we're just gonna have to work with what we have here. Okay. So, Unnews in fact fired over 70% of their editorial team and replaced them with 5 to 12 year olds from Guatemala. That's a country in... oh fuck, what now? This is all due to low budget, I tell you. Yes, Guatemala, by the way, is a country in South Africa. Very nice place, yes. Analysts immediately asked how much of a saving this has resulted in for the company, whereupon CEO Todd Lyoness admitted savings were significantly less than anticipated, point comma, and were actually around a gross margin of 30-40% only, full stop. New paragraph. Incidentally, it was revealed that the reason for this debt is the majority of the new workforce are in fact either I'm sorry, I can't really read this word. It looks like illiterate or something like that, or demand the use of crayons to draft their stories.